stoned on the air on this show.
Watch them murmur and stammer through this phone call.
If for nothing else, it's because it's just part of America. Part of America lives that way, and we show that part of America on this show. There's not very little that is fake about Free Talk Live. So if you want to be a part of it, all you have to do is pick up your phone. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's the Saturday show. We'll talk about personal issues. We'll talk about political stuff. Pop culture, even if you want to. Not that I'm an expert on it or anything like that.
We're not very good at it.
Yeah, we will talk to you about it. Anything goes. 1-800-259-9231. And don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them at 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org. Again, that's toll-free, 888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org. This is your show. You can take control anytime. Otherwise, we have to bring stuff up. So, man, where are we going first?
An interesting article. Kansas City attorney Phil Klein is demanding that abortion clinics turn over the complete medical records of nearly 90 women and girls, saying that he needs the material for an investigation into underage sex and illegal late-term abortions. I can't see why just interjecting here for a moment, I can't see why in the world a abortion clinic would be willing to turn over records to an attorney general who's investigating late-term abortions. You know, it's like,
well, maybe he's got a court order.
Please lock us up. The clinic said Klein demanded their complete, unedited medical records for women who sought abortions at least 22 weeks into their pregnancies in 2003, as well as for girls 15 and younger who sought abortions. The records sought include patient's name, medical history, details of her sex life, birth control practices, psychological profile, and in their brief, clinic's attorneys said gag order prevents the clinics from even disclosing to the patients that their records are being sought. Now, it seemed to me that HIPAA, the HIPAA regulations would protect any of these women's records from being given to the attorney general.
I don't know what HIPAA is.
HIPAA is, I can't remember the names either.
Health Privacy Act
basically
or something?
Something like that.
Health Information Privacy Act?
Sounds right.
Okay. well, obviously not. I mean, just because the government passes a law doesn't mean, you know, there's not some loopholes in it or some way for it to be circumvented.
Well, I'm also sure that the government probably doesn't make it apply to themselves in all
likelihood. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
But,
he wants to get these records to see if, what, I guess the 15-year-olds have been having sex with older men so he can prosecute them for statutory rape, and also wants to prosecute the women who sought abortions, what was it, after 22 weeks?
Yes.
So therefore they would be in violation of some late-term abortion law
thing.
What are they going to gain from this exactly? What is the state gain from prosecuting women who abort their babies after 22 weeks? Do they get to throw them in jail? Is that where it ends up? Is that the punishment for those women?
Well, it's a large motivation for the state to throw people in jail.
There's
large motivation for the state to throw people in jail.
Right. Is that what actually happens, though, is my question.
I'll bet it is. They're either that or fined.
Right. The idea of putting women who probably work a job during the daytime, they probably have a life, maybe even some kids that they hadn't aborted, some kids of their own.
Mm-hmm.
Putting them in prison, that's going to help with what? The only thing it could possibly help with is the prison industry, right? Like you were saying.
I can see that.
To build, put together license plates.
It would punish a bad person.
Allegedly. Allegedly a bad person. Of course, it's a very contentious issue. It's certainly one that has come up before. If you want to comment, 800-259-9231. So he's not really getting too explicit about what he wants these lists for. It's just that the news people got a hold of the info. And they're not informing the women that they're being investigated.
No, the women won't even know if they're if they're being investigated. Says here, the women's rights will be sacrificed and this fishing expedition is not halted or narrowed, the clinic said to on court papers.
So the clinic can't, is the clinic being prevented from contacting the women, or is it just...
Yes, there's a gag order.
Wow.
In their brief, the clinic's attorney said a gag order prevents the clinics from even disclosing to the patients that their records are being sought.
That sounds Patriot Act-ish, because there's something in the Patriot Act that has some sort of similar provision. I know that if the police, because of the Patriot Act, have the ability to basically search your house at any time without telling you, and then 90 days later, they're supposed to let you know as though they're actually going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds kind of vaguely familiar, and there's some other provisions in there that basically say that you can't be told if you're being, if they go to Amazon.com and find out, hey, we want to know what Manwich was ordering this past month. Give us a list of all the books Manwich has ordered in the past year. They can't inform you of that.
Can they go to Amazon.com and ask them if who ordered the Anarchist Cookbook in the last 3 years?
I believe that they can, yeah. They actually, according to the Patriot Act, from what I know of it, they can go into any sort of bookish location and subpoena records.
Well, I guess if you're going to buy the Anarchist Cookbook, you better do it at a local bookstore in cash.
Exactly. 1-800-259-9231. We do have a couple of emails about the abortion topic, which are somewhat old. I'd kind of put them aside because I figured we'd get to it again eventually.
Eventually.
And what better time to bring them out than now, right?
Okay.
Since we're talking about it.
Well, I think this is far more an issue of personal rights than this is of abortion, but go ahead.
Well, did you have anything else to say about it? Because I can't say anything else beyond I'm outraged.
I'm outraged.
It's terrible.
It's an outrage.
But it's in Kansas, so there's not really anything I can do about it.
There's nothing you could do if it was in Florida.
That's true. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Well, I guess that's one of the reasons why I'm snipped on the insides. I don't have to deal with any of this in the future. This
Thanks
is Free
for
Talk Live. 800-259-9231. Take control.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size last week. Her name was Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds in only 7 days, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Call 1-888-223-2838. 1-888-223-2838. That's 1-888-223-2838 for Right Size Smoothies.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
Hi, this is Pasha Sharp with the Genesis Radio Network, and I'm here to introduce to you a product that will put the pep back in your step. If you're like me, a working mom, and even working dads, then these issues will sound familiar to you all. Lack of energy, lack of strength, lack of stamina, lack of sleep, making time for housework, cooking, homework, shopping, and chauffeuring, making time with the kids, making time with the husband, making time for intimacy, most importantly, making time for yourself. I'm here to tell you that there is a way that you can make time for all of these things and more. Introducing the incredible LifeWave Patch. It is safe, non-invasive, and is currently being used by world-renowned athletes, Olympic, professional, collegiate, high school, and little leagues alike. Everyday businessmen and women in all walks of industry. Anyone looking for that extra edge over their competition? Or just trying to beat the clock? This is truly the answer you've been looking for. Get your free sample at www.LifeWavePromotions.com. Again, your free sample at LifeWavePromotions.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, the Saturday night edition, inside hour number one. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. Grab some archives. The last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. No logging in, no membership fee, none of that. We're talking about babies. We're talking about pregnancy, abortions. All sorts of things related to that. You've got a weird story coming up, man, which we're going to get to that. But first, let's hit the email.
Okay.
Because, again, this email's been sitting in my... It's been burning up my email box, and it's time to get it out there. It's kind of interesting on the abortion topic from Matthew.
It brings out everybody.
He says, these are some of my... And, again, you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. He says, point number one, these are some of my thoughts on the abortion topic. The federal government should not be involved in abortion-related issues. Such decisions should be left to individual states, as is done with other crimes. States already choose what other types of medical practices they allow or disallow.
Yeah.
Of course, if a state wishes, it can even leave such decisions to even more local governments, and I think that's absolutely should be the case. The federal government shouldn't be involved in any crime whatsoever, with the exception of, what, there's like two or three
treason.
Specified treason and something else in the Constitution? Not very much.
Counterfeiting?
Yeah.
But here's what I understand about counterfeiting. If, in fact, the federal government doesn't have money, it's a private corporation that puts out the money.
Yeah, I don't know. The point is, feds shouldn't be involved in law enforcement.
They shouldn't.
Let's go to the phones, though. This is the show where you can literally take control and change the topic anytime. Let's go to Malta in Europe.
Hello, Ian.
Hello, Malta. Is that
again.
How you pronounce it? Malta?
It's me again.
Hey,
hi.
You're in Europe and you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I'm listening to you tonight.
What time is it over there? And what
it's
is
about one twenty-two a.m.
You ought to get some sleep, man.
Yeah, sure.
You can always listen to us on the archives at freetalklive.com.
Yeah.
But what's on your mind, Malta?
Yeah, you're talking about the Patriot Act, and yeah.
Yeah.
And here's something that's not even, you don't, it's about eBay. Good
okay.
reason why not to use eBay and PayPal.
PayPal?
PayPal.
Yeah. It's a story on a website on real journalists on has reading it.
What's it say?
It's saying photo caption.
But can you summarize it? We're not going to have you read it on the air.
I don't know another website that has a privacy policy as flexible as eBay. Says Joseph Sullivan. A little bit later, Sullivan explained that he means by the term.
It's not going to work, man. I mean, your English is somewhat good, but it's too disjointed. Where you couldn't read this article. Can you give us the summary of it, Malta?
Okay, it's about eBay are giving information if any officer or company or other ask for of you if you have an account and about
they sell
information
our info?
There.
They sell your info if you're...
No, they don't take any money. They give it.
They just give it away?
If the cops ask for it, is it only for the police, Malta?
No, it's really to anyone.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well,
I don't know if it's to totally anyone, but you could ask a person you know and trust have an account and try to test it, but they are giving it out.
Interesting, Walta. Interesting. Now, if you want, post that link on our bulletin board system so we can check it out for ourselves, because it's hard to discern what you're saying.
Sorry.
That's
okay. I have to sign up to that now.
All right, man. Well, we'll let you go. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, you have to sign up, Malta.
Yeah. There's no free anymore.
Huh? No, it's Free Talk Live.
No,
it's Free Talk.
No,
the forum.
He's talking about the free for all forum where anybody could go and post anything. Yeah, there's no more free for all forum, but we're not going to sell your email address like eBay will. Okay. So if you trust us, you can do it. If not,
I trust you, man.
All right. Or you could just shoot us an email.
There's nothing coming better than you guys.
There's no company better than us?
No, I mean, I can feel it. You're like the American spirit.
Well, wow, man. I'll take that as a big compliment. Thanks for the call, Malta. We appreciate hearing from you. All right.
Weekend.
Have a great weekend. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Proving that we really will take just about any call from anybody.
Yeah, Malta. From Denmark, I think.
From somewhere. Copenhagen, right? Last time he called, I think it was from Copenhagen. All right, so back to the emails. FTL@freetalklive.com. Point number two, according to this email, abortion clinics should be required to inform women of the dangers of abortion, such as the increased risk of breast cancer. Well, while I think it's probably a good idea to inform potential patients of risks of surgery, and risks of medical procedures, I don't know if we should require it.
Well, if you require it, then how do you enforce the requirement?
You'd have to run stings on the abortion clinics. It'd be costly
and then
unnecessary.
And then if they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing, like that's just that requirement is really just a suggestion from the state, because the only way that you're going to enforce it is by, you know, sending in gals, pregnant cop ladies, to check out and see if they're doing it. And if
is that
not
something
doing
you
it,
want your money, your tax dollars paying for?
It seems, no, I you know, thanks, but no, it's not.
I mean, who doesn't know that surgery is risky, that medical procedures are risky?
Yeah, I mean, you really should investigate entirely what the possibilities are.
Yeah, I don't like the idea of... And this is not just in the abortion, this is medical-wide, healthcare-wide. I don't like the idea of forcing people to necessarily tell you certain things, but at the same time, I think you're a damn fool if you just go into some place, if you go into the doctor's office and say, I'd like to get this medical procedure. Don't have any questions, just go ahead and give it to me. No questions.
I don't want to hear nothing about it, as a matter of fact.
I think it's in your best interest to learn everything you possibly can about whatever procedure it is you're deciding to do, whether it be I'm not a medical doctor, a spinal tap, I don't know, a vasectomy. What kind of elective procedures can people have?
You could
breast enlargement.
Right, you could have boobs put on your skinny little frame.
Yeah, breast reduction.
That'd be great. Why don't you do that?
Any time when you've got a scalpel or some sort of medical instrument cutting into you, you better do your damn research. And not only that, go ahead and get a second opinion, because maybe this isn't right for you. Maybe the one doctor that you talked to didn't know quite everything that he should. Maybe they weren't, you know, maybe they weren't forthcoming with all the information that they should have. So check with somebody else and see what they have to say. My point is, it's on you. It's your body, and you need to treat it with the utmost respect, and that means you need to do your due diligence as a good consumer and find out what it is you're going to do to yourself, whether it be, again, having an operation or even, hell, having a tattoo put on. Any sort of modification.
Yeah, you really should investigate tattoos and piercings.
But
all
if
those
you
things
don't,
happen.
If you don't, if you do go in and you just say, I want this done, and let's do it, here's the money, let's get it over with. And then you regret it afterwards? It's not my fault. It's not my fault for not lobbying my congressman to pass a law to force everybody to tell you about all the consequences of everything that you could possibly do to yourself. And it kind of goes back to the wacky warning label contest that we talked about a week ago.
Yeah.
We actually had the top three or top four crazy warning labels on the show. The kind of thing where it says, don't spray the hairspray in your mouth.
Yeah.
Basically, those kind of just stupid common sense stuff. That
do
you
not
think,
gargle with liquid plumber.
Yeah, the common sense stuff that you think most people would know. We don't need to be legislating that kind of stuff.
Mm.
Let's let people figure these things out on their own. Let's let people learn to be responsible. And if that means that they have to, if a couple people have to perish because they're so foolish, it will help
do
everyone
not
else become...
feed rat poison to children or animals.
Right, it'll help everyone else become more responsible as a result. Anyway, 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control and bring up any... Let's get to that weirdo story coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cardivite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cardivite, that's all changed now.
I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cardivite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cardivite.
We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing. Like you've never seen. It makes you feel good.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans re-secure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Take control of the show. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And get interactive at freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of women sent their photograph in, and we've put them up on the web because we're proud of our female listeners. We want to show you off. freetalklive.com. So, where are we going, Manwich? You got a kind of a sexy tie-in sort of a sex-related story,
I'm
going
to have to be careful with this one. You know, after Janet Jackson's costume problem, we have to be very careful.
Malfunction.
Yes. As though these... these prudish mendicants out there, you'd have to have the eye coordination of a fighter pilot to be able to see this gal's boob.
You're talking about Janet Jackson,
yeah, at the what was it, Super Bowl,
uh-huh.
Yeah. But everybody's all upset about it. This is what Michael Powell used to crack down on the broadcasting industry because of that.
Seems
so
crazy.
Dumb. But anyway, let me go on. I want to be careful with this. It says BJ product eventually sparks litigation.
BJ?
BJ byproduct, I should say.
Got it.
Woman accused of using her lover's essence to impregnate herself without his knowledge can be...
Does the article use the word essence, or was
no,
that you?
That was me.
Okay.
Can be held...
The man's essence.
Yes.
Right. The seed...
held liable for the unwitting father's emotional pain, the Illinois appellate court has ruled. Yes, he's experienced emotional pain. In the ruling released Thursday, a three-judge panel reinstated part of a lawsuit against a gal, Sharon Irons, a doctor from Olympia Fields. Irons was sued by her former lover, Chicago family physician Richard Phillips. So this is a couple of doctors.
Two doctors, one of them suing another.
Correct.
Got it.
Who accused her of a calculated, profound, personal betrayal of him. After a brief affair they had 6 years ago, Phillips alleges that he and Irons, who practices internal medicine, never actually had intercourse during their four-month affair, although they did pleasure each other three times.
Right.
His suit contends that Irons, without his knowledge, kept some of his essence, used it to impregnate herself. Nearly 2 years later, Irons slapped...
What is with that? What kind of a freak? I mean, what could have motivated her to do that? Because she wanted to have a kid that has a doctor for a father, but she didn't want to get into the whole relationship aspect? I mean, doesn't it seem a little crazy to keep someone's essence, remove it from the receptacle that you kept it in, and then place it into the baby-making receptacle? Because that's basically what happened, right?
Yes, that's what happened.
Being very general about it.
Turkey baster?
Yeah, something like that.
I don't know. Well,
doesn't
get this.
It just seem obsessive?
Nearly 2 years later, Irons slaps Phillips with a paternity suit. DNS.
Okay,
DNA.
I'm lost on the names. Irons is the woman, Phillips is the
man.
So first the man sued her.
Dr. Female slaps Dr. Male with a paternity suit.
But he sued her first?
No.
No.
This is what she did. She impregnated herself.
Right.
And then 2 years later, she slaps him with a paternity suit.
Which means she's going for alimony. Not
right.
alimony. Is that the word for it?
It's
child support.
Child support.
Excuse me. Child
and,
support.
And DNA tests showed that, in fact, Phillips was the father. And
ooh.
Dr. Phillips, he's a little confused.
Right.
He's like,
I never had sex with her.
Wait!
What?
Intercourse is the term we're using.
Intercourse.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't do that. So then he... It resues her, and in fact, somehow or another, I guess she must have finally fessed up to what she did.
Really?
Which is silly. You know, I mean, if you're going to have a lawsuit, just keep denying it.
Sure.
Deny.
Because they'll always believe, I mean,
deny.
Most of the time they're going to believe the woman.
Well, she does have a child that has his DNA.
Right.
I mean,
the
why wouldn't they
damning.
Believe her? Right, yes, the evidence, she's damning. But I guess that Dr. Irons must have... spilled the beans, as it were, and on herself, and told that, in fact, she perpetrated this little trick. And
so now what's that mean for her?
Well,
Did she lose the lawsuit that he filed back against her?
Yes, she is.
What's he filing for?
She is liable for emotional pain.
Caused to him because he faced a lawsuit from her.
Right.
So I wonder what does that mean? What kind of a judgment is there going to be? Do
well,
we know
they
yet?
They
Has
haven't,
there been a judgment
no, no,
yet?
No. This was an appellate court.
No.
They don't send down a judgment, but probably somebody or another said, you know, some judge said, no, you can't sue her for emotional pain. And then it went up to the appellate court and they said, oh yes, he can.
Interesting.
Or maybe they said that he could and then the appellate court upheld it.
So they have only upheld his ability to sue her. Right?
Right.
So was he forced to pay her child support in the alimony, not the alimony, why do I keep using alimony? Was he forced to pay her child support in the previous suit? What happened with that?
I believe that's so.
So he's currently paying child support.
Right.
But now he's countersuing, this is very confusing, that's why I keep going over it again and again.
Right.
Now he's countersuing saying, this has been emotional pain, and does the suit that includes the emotional pain aspect also include him kind of getting out of the child support? Like, because if he gets a judgment saying this is emotional pain...
I don't think he's getting out of the child support.
Dude, that sucks. She impregnated herself. I mean, she actually admitted
it. She asserts that the plaintiff delivered his essence. It was a gift. An absolute irrevocable transfer of title to property from
words?
Donor to donee. The decision said there was no agreement that the original deposit would be returned upon request. So,
right.
More or less, since he gave it to her, she could do whatever she wanted to
that
do with it.
That makes sense. That logic does make sense.
Yes.
I think it's a little disappointing,
I think
though,
that there's certain...
he did not intend for her to do what she did with it.
No, there's... Hey, right, he didn't. And I think that there's some... it's implicit that that's what she's not going to do with it. Like, he right. specifically didn't have intercourse with her. And
he went the other route.
Right. Well, fortunately for him. Right. And I'd say that I say that he doesn't have, he shouldn't be charged for paternity. Because
hell no.
But
because she impregnated herself.
Who's the daddy then? You know, is really the question. Well, the state cares.
Turkey baster.
The state cares.
It's a turkey baster daddy.
Sorry, the state cares. They want a dad.
Betty
for every
Crocker.
Child.
Or whatever brand turkey basters are.
I don't know.
Why does the state have to care about that? She because already admitted to doing what she had done.
Because they're involved in enforcing paternity.
But there is no paternity here. This is a bizarre.
There is,
bizarre
in fact, paternity.
What is going through this woman's mind when, mm-hmm. I mean, when she, you have heard of baby crazy women before.
Well, yes.
I mean, this woman is just.
I guess so.
She's got it bad. I mean, that's just nutty. I'm just so glad that I have a vasectomy. Because there's no way I'd have to deal with any of this stuff.
Well, this
go
is
ahead.
A,
you,
this
go
is
ahead.
A crazy lawsuit.
Baste as much of it up there as you want there, babe.
This
not
is
a problem.
Nutty lawsuit.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Well, interesting. If there's any further results, I would be interested in hearing it.
Yeah.
So, if you've got a comment, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. We have got just all kinds of interesting stuff tonight. We've got the... did you hear about the kid that got in trouble for threatening his... I think it was his teacher with a rubber band. Did you hear about that one?
No.
Yeah, Florida boy.
Paddling?
Florida boy, 13-year-old, been suspended from school after allegedly assaulting his teacher with a rubber band. 1-800-259-9231.
It's dangerous in the classroom.
We'll tell you more coming up. This is your show. You can take control anytime here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans re-secure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
Chances are, you're paying too much for life insurance. So why not make a free phone call right now that could save you up to 50%, maybe even more, on quality term life insurance from Matrix Direct Insurance Services. Whether you're buying life insurance for the first time or cutting back on the cost of an overpriced policy, one free call to Matrix Direct is the simple and affordable way to get the term life insurance you need. Call Matrix Direct today, and we'll help you get coverage from highly rated insurance companies across the United States with some of the best rates in the country. Here's the number, 1-800-701-TERM. The call is free. The quote is free. Call Matrix Direct now at 1-800-701-TERM. 1-800-701-TERM. That's 1-800-701-TERM.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. You get on the phones, talk about anything, political, personal, whatever's on your mind. It's Saturday night edition. We're actually here live. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And don't forget, you can get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. One of the wonderful things we have on that website is live streaming. So maybe you're in an area of the country, well, you're likely in an area of the country if you're on the internet that doesn't have the show because we're brand new to syndication. And there's a couple options. One, you can get on the, you can get on our website, freetalklive.com, tune in there. We've got the broadband stream, we've got the not-so-broadband stream, and then, of course, the third option is to call your local talk stations during the week, during business hours, and talk to the program director there, tell them you want to hear Free Talk Live, because that's the way we'd prefer it to be. We like being on the internet and all, don't get me wrong, but we prefer to be on hundreds and hundreds of radio stations, and we will, all in good time. Right, Manwich?
That's right.
So, the rubber
band... We're going to take over the world.
The rubber band assault from Florida, which is, of course, where we're at. A 13-year-old student in Orange County, Florida, was suspended for 10 days and could be banned from school over an alleged assault with a rubber band, according to WKMG Local 6. Robert Gomez, a 7th grader at Liberty Middle School... That's ironic, huh? said he picked up a rubber band at school and slipped it on his wrist. Gomez said when his science teacher demanded the rubber band, the student said he tossed it on her desk. After the incident, Gomez received a 10-day suspension for threatening his teacher with what administrators say was a weapon. Now, so far, the story doesn't sound like much of a threatening situation to me.
Well,
let's see what the other side of the story is, though, right? Here we go. Mother Jeanette Rojas said, they said if he would have aimed it a little more, he would have gotten it closer to her face and he would have hit her in the eye. Rojas said she was shocked to learn that her son was being punished for a level 4 offense, the highest level at the school. Other violations that also receive level 4 punishment, here we go.
Setting the place on fire.
Arson, student battery, assault and battery, bomb threats.
He should have hit her with a baseball bat, then he would have gotten
same punishment.
Yeah.
According to the Code of Student Conduct, the district said a level 4 offense includes the use of any object or any instrument used to make a threat or inflict harm, including a rubber band. Rojas plans to fight the ruling, but her son still faces expulsion. She says, it's ridiculous. It's a rubber band. The school's principal could not comment because the case is still under investigation, as those bureaucrats always do. They always stay away from the microphones. And a district spokesman said there are still a series of meetings that the district will have before Gomez is officially expelled. So one kid, one 13-year-old man, a young man having a rubber band, and as again, as he puts it, he tossed it on her desk.
Well, I'm sure that he probably went, you know.
He probably flicked it.
He probably shot it.
Right.
I mean, it's a rubber band.
And
what else are you going to do with it?
As a result now, the school board's going to have a series of meetings about this.
But I'm sorry, if he would have pulled that baby back as far as he could and shot it right at his teacher's head, which I don't know if you've ever shot a rubber band, but the likelihood of you doing very well beyond, like,
as far as accuracy?
6 feet.
Right.
You know.
Not very good.
Like, any accuracy. Just any kind of accuracy beyond 6 feet. I mean, you have to be point blank to have any luck with a rubber band. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's just, like, random.
Well, are you making excuses for this assault?
Yes, absolutely. I think it's stupid. I think that the school board has made itself look like a bunch of jackasses, bunch of nincompoops.
So wait, are you telling me that it's okay for kids to just randomly shoot at their teachers
with
rubber bands?
No, absolutely not, but they made it the top tier offense.
So what do you think the right punishment should be?
It would have been the bottom or second to bottom offense. If there's 4 levels, I'm sorry, I can't see that this is worth more than a day. It should be in-school suspension. Mm-hmm. Why in the world would you send a kid home for this and not allow him into the school? I mean, what kind of punishment is that? Stick him in in-school suspension, give him Saturday school or something like that, a couple of weekends of Saturday school, and then after he loses a couple of Saturdays that he wishes that he was out playing with his friends or doing whatever kind of fun that they want to do, he'll be sorry. We won't be messing with the teacher again.
Well, you know, the teacher did apparently ask for it. I mean, the teacher asked for the rubber band. He just
the teacher
had it
didn't
on
ask
wrist.
To be shot at with the rubber band,
sure,
jackass.
That's not true. But the teacher did ask to receive the rubber band, and so did get it what he wanted.
No, sorry. Silly.
Have you ever been to Saturday School, Manwich?
One time. Yes, one time.
I went once.
Yeah.
Do you remember what it was like? Like all the hooligans?
I remember what it was like. I don't remember why I went.
The worst of the worst, right? The hooligans all over the school, all gathering in one place on Saturday afternoon.
The media center.
Right.
Yeah. I just can't for the life of me remember why I went there.
I remember doing that. I went there a couple times, and same way, I can't tell you what I did to deserve it. But
I think I skipped in the lunch line.
Really?
Yeah.
That got you Saturday school?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. So, anyway.
I also got caught one time with I think I got away with this, though, with a test that we had, exam periods, how they'll switch around exams. Exams will be over a three-day period, and you'll take your first, fourth, and seventh period exams on the first day, your first day, and then the next day, exam period time, you'll take your second and fifth, and then the third, you'll take your...
I don't think it's that way at every school, but that's how it was for you. Okay.
Right. I'm just explaining how it was
got
for
it.
Me. So... My chemistry was my last day of exams, whereas I had a friend who had chemistry the first day of exams. I had the friend steal the test from the
first
day.
They gave the same exam every day?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So he stole the exam from the first day, and then I copied a few and administered
really?
It, passed them out to some friends of mine, foolishly. And
oh, man. So somebody ratted you out?
Somebody attempted to rat me out.
What happened?
Well, I just said that it didn't happen. I didn't do that. I would never, never.
Where did this come from, Mr. Manwich?
Never. It's
How
not
did
me.
I get this quiz in my hands, Mr. Manwich? Can you tell me anything about this?
Oh, nobody ever actually got evidence. Sorry.
Oh, really?
All I did was
just a rumor?
I allowed them to write it on their hands.
Got it. 800-259-9231. Hope the statute of limitations is up on that one. 800-25, you might have to go. Can you imagine being called back for one more episode of Saturday School as a result of your admission?
At 34.
This is your show, Free Talk Live.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
So I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size last week. Her name was Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds in only 7 days, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Call 1-888-223-2838. 1-888-223-2838. That's 1-888-223-2838 for Right Size Smoothies.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you and your family members getting enough minerals in their daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. Kids who may not be doing as well in school and having a hard time studying ought to be looking at a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a total toll-free call for Sea Minerals at 877-817-9829, and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost in the immune system. Sea Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful and energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help from Minerals from the Sea. Call for Sea Minerals today at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show and you can take control. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so plenty of time for you to get your comments in about, well, anything you want, political, personal. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can get interactive with us at freetalklive.com at the bulletin board system. We have got literally thousands, as you noted a moment ago. We're approaching the 5,500 mark.
No. We're approaching the 5,600 mark.
5,600 mark.
We've got 5,590 something.
Right. Of posts.
It's just so many.
And of course, we also have over 350 users now, which is fantastic.
Yeah. It used to be we would post, we do post all of the news stories we read on the bulletin board.
I just got finished posting the rubber band story.
Well, and it used to be that we would post our stories, and then I could see the one that you just posted, and then I could see the one that I just posted. Well, now there's posts that run off the bottom of the screen between the first one I posted and the most recent one that I posted.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's
posts
hot.
Just
it's
keep
hopping.
On coming. It's, people are hopping all the time.
Everything from intellectual conversation to just crazy insanity on the parts of some of these people. We've got one guy on there who is claiming that. But I'll just read this post here. He says, this guy, Ian, is either a drug addict or he's posting these types of threads to fish for evidence on people who post here. I think he's both. So I'm a drug addict, because he's talking about one of the issues that we talked about last night.
What would we do with the evidence?
I don't know. How
are
parents,
we agents of the government?
That's what he's suggesting. I posted the article last night that we were talking about how parents are more chilled out about teen marijuana experimentation. Uh-huh. So he's suggesting that I'm a drug addict who's posting drug-related threads to gather evidence on the people who respond to the drug-related
threads.
If
he thinks you're some kind of government shill, boy, he doesn't know you at all.
Doesn't.
He doesn't know you at all.
And then he says, this site is full of government provocateurs, and I think this whole site's a nest of spies for big government.
No, the site's about small government. We want a small government. Really?
Yeah, we really do.
Really?
Why would someone who is a big government fanatic pose as someone who wants... Well, wait a minute. That's what all the Republicans do. Never mind. I was going to ask, what would the rationale be there? But we're not running for office. I think that's the difference.
No, because all the Republican Republican shill talk show hosts all claim to be small government, too.
Right. Well, that's what I was going to say, is we're also not making apologies for what the Republicans do, which is, like you're saying, everybody else does. The Republicans do something big government, and these other talk show hosts out there, and you know who they are, they come out of the woodwork just, George Bush is a small government conservative. He's Jesus Christ incarnate. He's the most wonderful man to ever be elected to office. Don't pay any attention to the fact that he's increased the federal budget by 33% in 4 years.
Never vetoed a bill. This is your small government conservative. It amazes me. I really would like to see a smaller government, and so many other conservative types would too. And
millions of Americans really do want smaller government, and it's time that they found somebody who's willing to give it to them. I mean, it's not that it's Free Talk Live, but Free Talk Live, I think we're kind of here to identify with those Americans, with those people that do want a smaller government, to let everybody know, to let the rest of the media know, to let the rest of America know that this movement's not dead. The freedom movement, the liberty movement in America is very much alive and kicking, and we're part of that, and we're proud to be part of that. 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. We'll do Corrupt Cops when we come back. This is your show, though. You can take control anytime. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.